reflected on the coming of Jesus, and he called Jesus the light. He believed that Jesus coming into the world paralleled light shining in darkness. And at the time of writing, he concluded that the darkness did not overcome or extinguish this light. However, is this still true today? We've just come through a somewhat dark year. Many people would be glad to say goodbye to 2020 in 7 days' time. It began with news of a virus in a place called Wuhan, China. And people began to wonder, could this virus spread? And then it showed up in Canada and Alberta and here in St. Albert. And we held our last regular pre-COVID worship service on March 8th. The following week, we shut down, and some of you we have not been able to gather with since, or this is your first time here since that date. Soon, the government placed us under lockdown. Schools went online. Retail stores shut their doors. People lost their jobs. The stock market crashed. Oil prices collapsed, and some businesses closed, never to open again. When June came, we saw a little light when the government announced we were in phase two of reopening our economy. Stores reopened, people started to get together outside, warmer weather allowed for more freedom and some forgetting of this pandemic. But just when we thought we were in for a string of good news, the George Floyd killing happened in Minneapolis. Riots broke out there and destroyed much of the downtown. The riots and protests spread. Race became a major talking point. Demonstrations happened right across Canada, including here in Edmonton on June 5th. And the political divide in the United States deepened over the tragedy and policing. Darkness felt like an oppressive cloud. We entered September with some hope, but a fair amount of anxiety. Parents wondered, should they send their kids to school? People wondered how schools could keep young children socially distant. Common cold symptoms created anxiety. Isolation and quarantine and every cough raised a question about COVID. The U.S. election hovered all behind this. The political divide intensified, and the rhetoric turned into angry words and hate-filled posts. And then the election came and went, and the president and many of his supporters refused to accept the results. For weeks, this dragged on while COVID began to show a resurgence, first in Europe and then in North America. And you all know what's happened here. In late November and early December, our COVID numbers skyrocketed to make the first wave look like a blip. This resulted in new lockdown measures imposed on December 8th so that we face Christmas Eve, even tonight and tomorrow, with our gatherings restricted to those living in our own household. This all added to the regular challenges of life. Some of you lost loved ones this past year. Some lost your jobs. Some experienced the breakup of family or the end of a relationship. Some had to postpone weddings or totally revamp their plans. And seniors experienced further isolation and the knowledge that there was this invisible virus that lurked somewhere that could take their lives. Would we agree with John that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it? Yet, here we are. We continue, still meeting as best we can, surviving, looking ahead. And approximately 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born, it was a dark year for the people in that region too. They lived under military occupation. They experienced the dictatorial rule of Rome and its empire. They did not have an election to look forward to in the hopes of change. There were a few wealthy people, but most were desperately poor, and they just tried to survive. To make matters worse, they received news of another tax. Rome ordered a worldwide census for the purposes of taxation, forcing Joseph and his betrothed Mary to make the long journey to Bethlehem. And there she gave birth to a son. Angels announced the birth to the shepherds, and for a short while, light shone in the darkness in that little area. No one heard about it in Jerusalem or Rome. The light shone in the darkness, but quickly Herod tried to extinguish the light by having all young boys, 2 years and younger, killed in Bethlehem. Yet Jesus, his parents taking him, escaped and then returned, and he would grow up and live quietly for another 30 years. And then the light burst onto the scene. He ministered for about 3 years, bringing hope, healing, and life. And then the Romans crucified him, egged on by plotting religious leaders, and it looked like darkness finally overcame the light. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and light overcame the great darkness of death. His followers began to spread the news. A movement began, first in the region surrounding Jerusalem, then throughout Israel, then to the ends of the earth. The light became so bright that our year numbers get their dates from his birth. Approximately 2,020 years ago, Jesus was born. The light that shone in the darkness has kept shining through all those centuries, through the dark ages and senseless wars, through the Holocaust and the Gulag, through the turn of the millennium, and this global pandemic. Yet the darkness has not overcome it. Even though, for those of you who have lost loved ones this year, though the darkness of grief over your loved one covers your soul, your loved one's soul is in the hands of the living God, who is eternal, merciful, and knows all things. So even in your darkness, a sliver of light shines through. And though we do not know how long this pandemic will go on, we do know that this light will continue to shine. We do know that the darkness did not overcome it when he was born, or 2,020 years since that day. So we live with a solid hope that the darkness will not overcome him in 2021 and beyond. So yes, there have been some dark times this past year, yet they still have not overcome the light. This light we sing about, this light, Jesus, we must put our hope in for tonight, next year, and for however long God gives us on this earth. So friends, on this night, when we experience a little darkness because we can't be with who we'd normally be with, remember this darkness still cannot overcome the light. Jesus is still with us, reigns from on high, is alive in his resurrection body, watching, praying, intervening, and carrying us on. Turn to him tonight and every day through the rest of this year and beyond, for the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. Lord God, we come to you tonight and praise you for sending your Son, Jesus, the light of the world. Thank you for sending him in a dangerous and dark time, and for continuing to shine his light through all of history and into our lives. For all of us here, Lord, we need his light to move forward and to walk forward in what is before us. And so we ask for the light to shine and guide us tonight and through this next year and through whatever comes. We praise you, Lord, that the darkness has not overcome it and will not. This light will never be extinguished. To him we put our hope, or in him we put our hope tonight and forevermore.